Hey, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Clean Girl Energy, Simple Living Affirmations. This is your girl Jessica Lane, here to help you navigate this crazy thing called life with a little more grace, a whole lot of self-love, and a sprinkle of magic. Today, we're tackling something near and dear to my heart. How to prioritize self-care without feeling guilty or like a selfish superstar. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like your cup is constantly empty, and no matter how much coffee you drink, it just doesn't fill the void. We've all been there. Society often pushes this idea that putting yourself first is somehow wrong, but let's be real, you can't pour from an empty cup. Taking care of yourself isn't a luxury, it's a necessity, like brushing your teeth, except way more enjoyable. So, how do we prioritize self-care without feeling the guilt trip? I've got 5 key takeaways that are gonna revolutionize your approach to self-love. Number 1. Redefine self-care. Forget those fancy spa days and expensive retreats, although, hey, if you can swing it, go for it. True self-care is about honoring your needs in every aspect of your life. It's about carving out time for things that nourish your soul. A long walk in nature, reading a good book, taking a hot bath with a good dose of Epsom salts, listening to your favorite playlist, whatever makes you feel alive and energized. Think small, simple acts of kindness towards yourself. Number 2. Make it non-negotiable. Treat self-care like any other important appointment. Put it in your calendar and stick to it. You wouldn't skip a doctor's appointment, would you? So why let your own well-being slide? Remember, saying no to things that drain your energy is not selfish. It's setting healthy boundaries and prioritizing what truly matters. Number 3. Listen to your body. Our bodies are incredible machines, constantly sending us signals about what they need. Are you feeling exhausted, stressed, anxious? These are cues to slow down, breathe deeply, and give yourself some TLC. Don't ignore these whispers. Pay attention to them and take action. Number 4. Cultivate a positive mindset. Believe it or not, your thoughts have a huge impact on your well-being. When you focus on the positive, you create space for joy and happiness to flourish. Practice gratitude daily, even for the smallest things. It sounds simple, but trust me, it makes a difference. Number 5. Seek support when you need it. We're not meant to go through life alone. Don't be afraid to reach out to friends, family, or a therapist when you need support. Talking about your feelings and sharing your experiences can be incredibly liberating. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Okay, let me tell you a story that really drives home this point. Picture this. Sarah's life was like a whirlwind. She juggled work, family, and social commitments with the grace of a gazelle on roller skates, which, by the way, would be terrifying to watch. But Sarah was always running on fumes, her energy depleted, constantly feeling overwhelmed. Then, one day, she decided to prioritize self-care. She started with small steps, taking 15 minutes each morning for yoga, saying no to extra commitments, and scheduling regular me time for reading or simply relaxing. You know what happened? Sarah's life didn't suddenly become a magical utopia, because let's be real, that doesn't exist. But she felt more energized, happier, and better equipped to handle the daily chaos. The key takeaway here is that self-care isn't about becoming a recluse or neglecting your responsibilities. It's about finding balance and making conscious choices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. It's about acknowledging that you deserve to be happy and fulfilled, not just surviving but truly thriving. Remember, when you feel good, everything else seems easier. So, my beautiful listeners, are you ready to embrace the power of self-care? Make it a priority, guilt-free. Start with small steps, listen to your body, and cultivate a positive mindset. You deserve to feel amazing. And before we go, I want to hear from you. What's one small act of self-care that you can commit to this week? Share it in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's inspire each other to shine. Until next time, remember to keep your cup full and your spirit bright. See ya.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.